Blog Talk Radio.
To just do an hour show every week, but we're back at it. A lot of things have been happening. Rob, you know, you got some things going on. Why don't you go ahead and split the riff on what's going on with you?
Possible new jobs in the horizon. Oh my god! And then I did an investigation, what was that, 2 weeks ago? So I got some footage on that. Maybe I'll get some audio up for you folks to listen to. Some pretty funny shit, actually. Some of the audio.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, though.
Yeah, you'll laugh your ass off. Well, I don't call anybody kooky. I mean, it's their beliefs. But we'll let the listeners tell us what they think about the dreamwalking and if it's possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
And then our let's talk about our description of what we said. We are crazy as the day is long. Come join us. Talk with us. We'll make the devil blush, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, before we get on the Hanukkah Christmas bullshit and the Santa Claus shit, I just totally forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, that's right. Are you sneezing on the switchboard? But
actually, that was an accident. Believe it or not.
Me and my girlfriend just moved into a new duplex. Well, it's not a new duplex; it's an old duplex. It was built in the early 1900s by a doctor, and she the bigger half of the place. Was her office where she did her practice, and she lived on that side, and she built this side for her retarded brother, and that's the side we're living on. And you know, with all the history and everything, I had some feelings like maybe, you know, there might be something. I was actually really excited. Hopefully, you know, I get some paranormal activity and everything. And we got in there to look at the place, and my landlord, her father used to live here, and she goes, I was creeping on your Facebook, and I saw something about ghost hunting. I said, yeah, I do it as kind of a hobby. It's something I'm pretty passionate about. She goes, oh, good, then you shouldn't have a problem. My dad died right here in the living room. I'm like, oh, wonderful. And so, and as soon as she started talking about her dad, the floor lamp in the living room started dimming and brightening up, dimming and brightening up. And as soon as she stopped talking, it stopped. And we couldn't get it to do it again. It was pretty cool, you know. But I blew it off. I was like, well, you know, maybe there might be something here, but I'm not betting my money on it. Well, me and Kiera have been living here for about a week now, and we've been having that feeling that it's got now. The first thing I checked was the wiring. It's all updated wiring. But we've been having that paranoia feeling, like we're being watched, like someone's standing over us. We've had a lot of noises have been happening, especially when we're laying in bed at night. And it's not like in the attic or anything. It's actually downstairs. It sounds like someone's walking around. Like when me and Robert were waiting for the show to start, actually I heard our punch bowl that we just bought, something jingling around in the punch bowl. So I made sure the doors were locked and everything. There's nobody in my place, you know, and the walls are pretty thick, so you can't even hear the neighbor. But, you know, there might be something. There might be something. My girlfriend actually does not want me to set up an EVP recorder or do an investigation here, and I'll set up my equipment, because she does not want to know if there's a ghost or not, which I was like, don't you want the satisfaction of knowing that there's nothing here? And she's like, no, because what if there is something here? I won't be able to sleep. So she won't let me do it.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? That's not the only thing. Is if by just setting the stuff up in her head, it almost feels real to her. And now, for right now, to her, it's not real. It is real, but it's not real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It reinforces things, and people don't like that. Freaks them out.
Not
my wife's
at all.
The same way. She's like, doesn't want me to do anything like that in my house, which there's nothing in my house. I made sure of that. But
yeah.
When we walked through it the first time before he bought it, I always do a check.
Mm-hmm.
And my house, this house is clear. There ain't shit in this house.
Yeah.
I'd rather sleep.
In early 19, you know, I've always been excited. You know, I've been a ghost hunter for a number of years. I've always been enthused about the paranormal. And this is my dream home, living in a place that is potentially paranormally active. But now that stuff is starting to happen, it has a different effect on me. It's like, this is my shit that I bought. This is my house. This is my domain. And I'm hearing noises like there is an intruder in here. And that doesn't excite me at all. I mean, obviously I'm reassured when I go check it out, but I hate having to get up at 2:00 in the morning to go downstairs to make sure there's nobody in my house.
Well, actually, you're the intruder.
You
just,
know,
just
I. Yeah, you know, politics. You know.
Could you imagine though, if we could prove of the afterlife 100% to the law, you would actually have to make some kind of arrangement with the dead to buy their home. Could you imagine, man? Like, oh yeah, that person died, but I get to buy it from them. But they're dead.
Well, you know,
but they're still there.
Well, you know,
but they're dead.
You know what the government would start doing? They would start taxing the dead, and if the dead can't pay their taxes, then you get a tax lien, and you you buy the house from the government, and then it's technically yours.
Catch 22 loop. No, they start to be like, oh no, they're still living in there with you, so we're going to have to start to lean on them. I'm sorry you're still living in the house, but we're going to have to take the house from you too.
Yeah. then
talk about
a
your
whole
catch 22s. Shit.
Oh, horrible. There would be a whole new industry out there for actually evicting spirits. Well, isn't that where Mike Redding comes in?
I don't know. Talk to him about it. No, I don't. I have no clue. No, I have heard stuff in this house, and I can't explain it. You know, like the click, like the light switch. You know, talk about. You know, the old light switches that click when you flip them, the real, real old ones.
Yeah.
His whole house is full of those, and you'll be downstairs chilling, and you'll hear the damn light switch flick, but there's no light switch. And you know what they call that in the paranormal world? That's a residual sound that's been left from the past, stuck in the energy, whatever somebody wants to call it. But it does happen, dude. It really does happen in this house. It's strange. It's really strange. But it's an old house, too, though, so whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
it sounds like a click.
Another weird thing that's happening is I've noticed ever since we moved in here, my dog, I've got a almost full-grown Siberian Husky, has been acting strange. Now, it could be played off as, you know, a new environment, but he almost knew from the first time we brought him over that this was his new home. Like, most of the time when we take him somewhere, he's, like, skittish and he's, like, creeping around, sniffing everything. Nope, as soon as he came in here, he was running. And he was, like, looking around like a kid in the new house, like, where's my bedroom and stuff like that. And, but he's been laying underneath our bed more than usual. That's his favorite place to hide is underneath our bed. And we'll be downstairs in the living room, and many people have witnessed this. He will be upstairs either whining or growling at something, and that's never happened before. So, yeah, and every once in a while he'll act like something is like my dog is a very skittish dog. He doesn't like people. He'll bark at them and he'll get close to them, but the minute they go to touch him, he backs away from them and runs away from them, and he kind of like stands his ground from a distance. Well, Coda has kind of been doing that since we moved in here. He'll, like, run from something, and sometimes he'll play with it. Like, he'll like, play tag with it or something like that. But, you know, obviously this is all personal experiences. There is no documented evidence. So I cannot say this place is paranormally active until I get some sort of concrete evidence, such as disembodied voices that pass the voice analysis or some sort of video. So it's, you know, that's, you know, anyone can say their house is haunted, but it's whether or not you can prove it. So.
Well, yeah, we talked about, we have personal experiences of our own, but we don't have science that can back it, so we just don't talk about it. Because there's no reason to talk. It's like telling a story over and over again. It just gets old, boring, and stupid. What's the point in doing it if you can't prove it or recreate it or have fun with it?
And every time you tell the story, it gets a little more elaborate as well. So, but yeah, it's just the only thing I wanted to point this out is having a place that is potentially paranormally active is not always a good thing, because whether it's a residual haunt, an intelligent haunt, whatever, you lose sleep at night because it. A lot of times it'll sound like there is actually someone in your house.
Like
and,
that?
Yeah. Something like that.
Background voices.
Like your son. So anyways, Christmas. Ha, ho, ho, ho. It's
I
coming
am not.
Up. Do you like Christmas, Rob?
I get depressed during Christmas.
Because of the, because of all the money spent.
Well, no, because when I was a kid, I mean, my mom did the best she could, but when I was a kid, it was just it seemed like my mom was split up with my dad. I'd be carted back and forth, and then I'd go. My mom and I get the presents from my mom, and then I'd go and get the presents from my dad, and then it just seemed so damn dramatic, just not worth all the freaking emotional roller coasters I go through. And I have to mention, there was a few Christmases that the police were at my house. You know, like, hey, Officer Brown, it's good to see you this Christmas. You know,
yeah.
My mom's fighting. One Christmas, she put her arm through a window or something. Something happened. Fighting with her. I shouldn't be talking about this because she listens to the show. But there was a lot of just bad things for her also from people, yeah, from her ex-husbands and stuff. But it just, I get depressed every time we have Christmas come along. It's better with having the kids now, but I'm just not, and then there's that shit where you got to put the lights up, the Christmas tree up, and all this, shit. So you can turn around and take it right back down in a couple months. Fucking pointless to me. But, and all, I mean,
couple of months? What, do you live in a trailer park? Leave your Christmas lights up all year?
Yeah, if I could get away with it, I'd put some perms up. But, no, it's like, you know, how did Jesus' birthday turn into Christmas lights and giving everybody else presents?
The whole bullshit about Christmas is that, you know, they try to say that it's a Christmas holiday, you know, it's when Jesus was born and this bullshit and everything. No, Christmas, you know, Christmas is based around a pagan ritualistic event, you know. I can't remember what exactly the pagan holiday is, but it has nothing to do with Christianity. You know, it's just the whole American bullshit putting their, you know, their God into it, saying, oh, you know, it's when we celebrate Jesus' birthday, you know, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's all a marketing scam for big corporations to make a shitload of money. That's what holidays are all about, and that's why I hate holidays and how everybody gets so damn greedy. Everybody wants this. Everybody wants that. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But because I'm in a committed relationship, I have to do it for my girlfriend because she loves Christmas. That's why we had to buy a little tree and decorate it and do the whole presents thing, and then you got to go see your family and everything. It's too much work. I hate holidays. I will say it. I will plumb out say it. I would rather if I had a job right now, I would work through the holidays.
Work through the holidays? Yeah. Yeah, I had to call off because, not call off. I took the days off because my wife wanted me to. And that's 2 days I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
Because of where I work. But this new job I'm going to be getting, hell yeah, I'll get paid for that.
Oh, my gosh. So talking about the, I found this thing, 12 things that your Christmas tree says about you. I found this on Reader's Digest. It says, if you have white lights, you ask your house guests to remove their shoes. So it's pretty much saying you're a clean freak, you know, kind of anal about, you know, cleanliness. If you have multicolored lights, you're an extrovert. If you have blinking lights, yeah. If you have blinking lights, you have attention deficit disorder. I like that one. And if you have homemade ornaments, you have lots of children. If you have strong popcorn on your tree, you have too much time on your hands. That's definitely true, because you got to string each kernel. That's ridiculous. If you only have red balls on your tree, you wish you lived in a department store. You're traditional if you have a yellow star on top. What else? If you have a cut off top, if the tree is cut off on the top, you didn't measure it right. If you have a vague evergreen smell, you bought a healthy tree. If you have
a
strong evergreen.
Wait. You said if the tree wasn't the right size, you cut the top off. Are they fucking stupid? All they gotta do is cut the bottom off and trim it up. What the fuck? Dumbass redneck. Good.
Yeah. If your tree has a strong evergreen smell, you sprayed the tree with Pine Sol. If your tree smells like shit,
tree smell.
Yeah. if your tree smells like shit, there's a dead bird in it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But our ever so popular Baptist church. This actually came from the Landover Baptist Church. This was an article that they wrote called "The Devil Is in Your Chimney." You know, these religious fucknuts. It says, "Is Santa Claus Satan?" It says, "Satan's evil plan has created jobs for hundreds of thousands of old lecherous pedophiles throughout this godly country every December." Just that right there, that just makes me laugh. "These filthy homeless hobos just lay on their urine-stained cardboard beds 11 months out of the year, dreaming of Christmas when they can drunkenly triapse into the warmth of department stores and have innocent little Christian children sit on their vermin-infested laps. Unwary parents happily snap pictures while Satan's obesely wheezing drunks ask their children whether they've been bad and whisper lewd suggestions in their angelic little ears with their filthy booze breath and cigarette-discolored lips." This is pretty descriptive, you know. This is funny. This is hilarious. "How many unsuspecting tots have suffered a quick grope before Santa's little helpers move on to the next hopeful child in line?" "People think that Halloween is the time of the year that Satan dresses up, but this is just flat out wrong. See? The devil will always try to fool you. Halloween is when Satan delights in watching humans dress in ways that will ensure them entry into the devil's realm. But it is Christmas time that the devil saves for himself. It is then when he puts on his most devious costume, and it takes no Sherlock Holmes to see that the devil's annual disguise is none other than Santa. He even wears his favorite color, demon red. Even his last name, Claus, is Old English for hooved claws. Lucifer may be the williest of all the deceitful demons that ever drew breath of fire in hell. But he was pretty sloppy when he decided to try to spoil our Savior's birthday with this disguise." Our Savior's birthday. Can you really believe this shit?
Was this on a Jehovah troll camp that you picked this up?
No, it's actually on the Landover Baptist Church website. Serving the saved since 1692. A true Christian perspective on local, national, and world news.
Yeah.
It says, "Where the worthwhile worship, unsaved are not welcome, as Jesus commanded."
Sounds like Jehovah Witness shit to me.
"His big devil ego got the better of him when he decided to name his Christmas Antichrist after himself. He just moved the letters around in his name, Satan, into one of them sonograms and got Santa. Well, this is to put the Prince of Darkness on notice. We are on to you, Satan, and we unmask you and heartily rebuke you. Get thee hence from our Christ's birthday party."
Yeah.
Oh. Satan once was God's favorite angel, but he tried a heavenly coup, and God should have, by all rights, killed him right then and there. But God, being all that is good, gave him his very own place to rule and called it hell. And even though God gave Satan free rein to tempt as many people as he wanted, even Christ himself, and lots of fabulous stuff to tempt them with, like eternal youth and Lincoln Continentals. Satan was not satisfied. It actually says that, eternal youth and Lincoln Continentals. It made him jealous that Americans have made Christmas the most important retail event of the year, far overshadowing Satan's own holiday, Halloween. So Satan has tried to undermine Christmas by making Santa even more popular than Jesus. Well, for one thing, Christmas is not just an American holiday. It's actually pretty... It's actually a European holiday, if I'm not mistaken. You don't think so? Even the law of the land forbids a baby Jesus in the town square. But who is there instead? You guessed it, Santa. Every time a so-called Christian child asks Santa for something, he is praying to Satan. With each request fulfilled, parents are unwittingly making a pact with the devil. They may as well be writing in blood, Satan, please distract our children from Jesus with all these shiny toys. That's right, because children are just supposed to sit at home and bang their heads against their fucking Bibles all day. But you know what? When your little boys and girls have grown up and no longer believe that Santa is real, they will find out just how real Satan is when he comes to collect their souls in exchange for all those presents. This is fucking hilarious. And God will turn a deaf ear to their pathetic wails of desperation. God will say, you are no more interested in that fat demon who has given you presents than my son who was giving you salvation, so you can all rot in hell for all I care. Wow. Sounds like God is an asshole.
Sounds like whoever wrote that's fucking nuttier than a squirrel turd.
Yeah, I would love to get them on the Debunker Boys. Oh my God, this would make for one hell of a show.
It would, actually.
You're all going to hell. You're all Satan's minions.
Hey, do you know why Santa doesn't have any children?
Because he likes hoes?
Well, because he only comes once a year, and when he does, it's down a chimney.
Man, there was this chick once. It was kind of like coming down a chimney. Dirty. Uh-oh. I'm getting messages from people about that one.
Hey. What?
That's funny.
Oh, okay. Here's a good one. Why did Santa send his daughter to college? To keep her off the North Pole.
Oh, yeah. That's a hell of a pole, too.
Oh, my God.
Nasty. Oh. It's so nasty. You know, they used to... Okay, let's talk about... Okay, we're talking about Santa Claus. We're talking about Christmas. Let's talk about all these stories that they used to create to keep kids in their beds. One of the true Santa stories, I believe, was if you got out of bed before he dropped the presents off and you saw him, that he would gobble you up or something like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Nova Scotia story?
That sounds about right. I remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, I bust the cap in his ass, bro. Santa,
you know, it's like,
dead.
You know, Santa start. You know, the old mythology about Santa is starting to sound a lot like Bigfoot.
Yeah, let's go look for Santa. Let's see. Is there Santa noises? Do you like bang something up against a tree? And he's like, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, Brian Sons with the Onyx Knights would get a kick out of that. He runs a show every, I believe, Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, either Wednesday or Thursday night. He runs the Onyx Nights. He's a Bigfootologist. Great guy. He always has amazing guests. You know, a lot of the TV shows about Bigfoot and everything, he has a lot of the stars on. And he's a good friend of mine. You know, he would get a kick out of that, you know, how the mythology about Santa is pretty much right along the same lines. Because, you know, what did the Native Americans used to tell their children? They'd say, don't wander off into the woods after dark, or, you know, the Sasquatch is going to get you.
Yeah, you know, there's many names for Santa, though, and there's many evil names. Like you're saying, that there is actually a mythology behind Santa being Satan, or there being an opposite of Santa. That person's getting that mixed up. There's a regular Santa, then there's the evil part of Santa. The evil part of Santa actually steals kids from their houses. The naughty ones. The nice ones get presents from the positive ones, but the ones, the bad kids would get, you know, stolen or killed or gobbled up for being bad through the year, and that's what the original story was. That's twisted,
well,
bro.
You know, the belief in Santa is almost a religion in itself, because you think about Christianity. The old Christian God, the Old Testament Christian God, if you did something wrong, what would he do? He'd kill your ass, you know. He'd strike you down. He made you kill your firstborn child, and, you know, this and that. I mean, the old Testament God would fuck you up, but all of a sudden he became the New Testament God, and suddenly he's this hippie God. He's a God of love and caring.
No, not really. If you read the Old Testament, I can't remember where it is, but it talks about how he's not going to intervene anymore. That's why he gave us free will. And basically, there's all these people that say that he's creating all these miracles, but that would be going against what he said. He's not going to intervene anymore. We've got to learn ourselves. We've got to do stuff on our own. That's why when people talk about angels and all this other stuff, that's not supposed to be allowed.
Okay, Father Robert. You know? You know, here's another thing that always gets me about, you know, the Christian God. Being an atheist, you know, I kind of look at the big picture. Throughout the thousands of years that modern man has been around, who has been the dominant? Man. You know, and women are always beneath him. Why are gods always portrayed as males?
I don't know, because I do know that women are some wrathful fucking bitches. Not, you know, pissing any. They're not all bitches. Sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. Sorry, everybody. But
no, could you imagine
a woman was a god?
Could you imagine God having a menstrual cycle?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what hurricanes are. Maybe that's what hurricanes are. Hurricane Katrina was a bad month, man. What the fuck?
In history, when they talked about the sky raining blood, well, maybe God just forgot to maybe God just forgot to get the maximum absorbency pad.
Yeah. Marion says hello, by the way.
What's up, Marion? It's
that's
nice
who that's who's in the live right there. She doesn't have a mic, but she's listening in.
Yeah, I put her in the green room and I said hello. Nobody answered, so I just put her on. I didn't know who it was. I thought it was a glitch, but Marion messaged me and she goes, "Hey, it's me. Hello. I'm your biggest fan."
I just jumped in the green room and I was like, "Oh, what's up, girl?
Oh, what's up, girl? You know, French say what?
Yo, you be Iggy? Nah, do it, Iggy. Shake that booty, Iggy. Oh, sorry.
Oh my goodness. So I've been working at, you know, I kind of want to get them on, you know, they're kind of, you know, on the bottom of the celebrity list and everything, but Mark and Debbie Constantino, you know, I haven't really followed them because I don't watch Ghost Adventures. I saw it once or twice, and I saw them on it, but you know, I really would like to get them on, and I'm still trying to get Rob Demarest back on. I don't know what that – he's been extremely busy. Apparently, Haunting Australia has taken off worldwide, which is good.
Really?
You know, good for him. Yeah, good for him. I'm very happy.
He just had to come on our show to make it happen. You know what I mean? We were the one that made that happen. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, we waved our magic wand and said, you be successful. But, you know, and we're trying to get him back on. I got some other people I'm actually working on right now. I'm working on getting Lorraine Warren on the show. And that's oh, my God, getting her on the show, that's pulling some strings. Like, I don't know how many dicks I'm going to have to suck to get her on, but
well, I have about 100-150 people that are going to be listening when you do, and I have a couple people that want to ask for some questions, so I've got a lot of people excited about that. So whenever you can get that to happen. Yeah, she messaged me the other day. I didn't even know I was friends with her, dude. That's messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Lorraine, I didn't even know she had a Facebook. I mean, that woman's like 102 years old.
Is it the same one? Let's see. Lorraine? I'm not spelling it right, am I? Warren.
Are you finding anything?
Lorraine Warren, there's a, her husband's to the right of her, her to the left, her picture's to the left. That's the one, right?
It could be. I'm not, I, you know, I'm tired of
that. I was a friend with her. Now I'm not a friend with her anymore. What the heck?
I'm tired of
friend requests. Yeah, me too. Trust me, dude. I was friends with her, but now I'm not. It pulls up as, like, she's in my friends list, but it says, you must send a friends request when I go to her page. So that means I've been removed, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, here's one more corny joke about Christmas. What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? Claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic?
Yeah. Hey, what do female reindeer do when Santa takes the male reindeer out on Christmas Eve?
What do they do?
They go into town and blow a few bucks.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This one's horrible. I'm going to get so much hate mail from this one, but how does a Jew celebrate Christmas? He installs a parking meter on the roof.
Well, Jewish people are the ones that figured out how to make copper wire. They were fighting over a penny.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
That is.
I love it. Are you there?
I'm
there
here.
Ain't no coming back. Hey, let's do a music break. Let's play some music in the background while we're talking, like real low. What do you want to play?
That's fine. You know what? Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
It's got to be something kind of, it's got to be something kind of, you know, not ridiculously loud or anything.
Well, no, we got to keep it low. What about Cemetery Gates, Pantora?
I was thinking something kind of like low key, like kind of like smooth and mellow. If there's any of that on our playlist,
like Rap God? No, that's right. You don't like rap.
I fucking hate rap.
I know, dude.
I honestly do not see the point in rap. It's like I went to the hat store and I bought me a hat. Ha ha ha! What's up, nigga? You know.
I went to the hat store, got me a hat. I was flat broke, nigga. I was flat broke, black.
Hey, you can't. No. You can't say that word. You can't say that word. I can because I'm dating a black girl. You can't.
Hey, I can because I'm black, well, Indian, pal. Technically, I am. I am black. Just. In the Native American sorts. So I can say what I want to say. Hey, you know, I found something out.
They found
one of the oldest humans known to man. They found out that we all are descendants from an African race. Did you know that?
Well, yeah.
So when someone says the nigger word, it really doesn't matter because we're all niggers, right?
Oh my god, you just dropped it! Oh my god, you didn't even say. Oh my god, you didn't even acronym it. You didn't say the N word or anything. You just said the nigger word, like there's another word for nigger. Like, seriously, man, what the hell?
What?
Oh my god. Wow, you just dropped it. Yo, I mean, you didn't even. Wow, I was offended a little bit by that. You know, I am part black.
I don't know
black
why. You're black too. We're all fucking black. What's wrong with being black?
Oh my god. Well, there goes my credit score.
Whatever, dude. You have work boots.
Yeah, but they never get used.
Well, if you look under them, you'll find your food stamps.
Hey, all right.
I'm going to hell.
Here's the best one. And how is this show rated PG-13? I have no idea. But
it's not rated. It's rated R, dude. I rated this one R.
Oh, did you? But,
yeah.
Do you know why God gave black men such big dicks?
Why?
Because he felt bad for putting pubes on their head.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, and what I said was bad? Really?
Oh, man, I got lots of them. I got lots of them. Well, all right, let's flip it around. What is the flattest surface to iron your clothes on?
What's that?
A white girl's ass.
Pretty much. Man, my wife's ass is flat, dude.
Don't say that too loud. Isn't she in the other room?
I wonder if I iron my shirts on her ass. I wonder if that would work. I don't have an ironing board. It's like, bitch, bend over.
Oh, and you wonder why your sex life is null and non-existent.
Drywell, bro. 90-foot drywell. So I can strap a board across my stomach and hopefully I find something.
Oh my goodness. So, why don't you talk a little bit about your investigation that you had?
Okay, I can do that. I'm playing a song right now. If you're wondering, people, it is Kid Rock, Redneck Paradise. Anyway, so what? Okay, so I go to this house, undisclosed location, obviously, because it was signed paperwork. And I do have some really safe work. And so I go in this place, and the lady said the place is haunted, and she doesn't know what's why and this, that, and the other, and her kid won't sleep anywhere but her room with her and her husband. So I check the house out. There's a lot of EMF in his room, in the kid's room. There's a lot of EMF in the hallway. There's a lot of EMF in the downstairs room. where the kid would normally sleep, and then I find out the kid has a couple of disorders, and then I'm thinking, you know, behavioral, obviously a kid with behavioral issues is going to, you know, want to sleep in their bed, and, you know, they don't, if a person doesn't know how to handle someone, they're going to, you know, just fall into whatever the kid wants them to do.
Uh-huh.
So I come to that conclusion. So, well, I'm talking to these people, and these people tell me they've never met before. They met me on this investigation, and there's this man and this lady, and then there's this other guy, or there's Mike and me and Tyler. We're all there, and they're talking to each other, and they're like, did something happen with the furnace? And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm observing them, watching what they're doing, and everybody's like, yes, something did happen with the furnace. And I had a dream, a man was standing there. He goes, I was the man in your dream. The other guy said that. So, you know, I just walked away because, does that seem absurd to you? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I walked away. But, I, you know, like I said, people have their own beliefs, and I don't want to approach upon them. And I was doing this strictly as, you know, just taking the video for later usages on a show me and you were going to work on. So they start telling each other, oh, that's how I know you. That's why you look familiar. Yeah, so I walked over and I said, so you started the story and you led the story and you know this is just story leading, right? And, of course, they looked at me like I slapped them in the face because I blew the reality to shit. And I was like, this is not, you know, you're leading him. And she is saying yes to you about the story, and you guys are all making this all up in your heads, and that's what's called story leading. This is how people cold read. This is how mentalists do stuff. And they kind of got a little irritated with me, and they kept talking about it. But I got it all on camera. I'll let you watch it sometime.
It oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you'll share yourself. Dude, I heard Mike's eyes rolling.
Yeah.
No, he was like, wanted to leave and shit. I'm like, wow. Like, damn.
It must be pretty bad.
No, really, man. He's really level-headed about stuff. Unless he finds the stuff himself. And no, he's still pretty good. He is still pretty good about stuff. But yeah, he's more of a spiritualist now. You're right. He's not... He even said he's more of a spiritualist than anything now, but that was just so far-fetched, dude. My eyes rolled out of my head. His were rolling. Tyler went outside and started smoking. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, at that point, I would have literally looked at the homeowner, and I would have said, sorry, I can't help you. Thank you for wasting my time.
I probably would have left after I did the mental assessment because I do, you know how I do my mental assessment. I ask certain questions, see how they answer.
Mental assessment that I do.
Yeah, well, she has a lot of, you can tell this person has a lot of personal issues, and it's an attention thing, and I knew that, but I wanted the footage, so I just went along with it. And I went ahead and investigated the house while we were there. But I did not bless her house. Mike didn't bless her house. Mike didn't think anything was wrong there. He didn't think anything was going on. Because at first, she goes, she wants it out. She wants it gone. It's an emergency. She needs us out there. We get out there, and it's all low-key. The kid and the husband are gone. Oh, we don't want my son knowing anything about it. I'm like, that's good. You shouldn't. Then the son comes home after we've done the investigation and starts talking about ghost hunters and about, you know, this and that and all this paranormal shit. And then, you know, I'm like, what the fuck ever? You guys have fed this into his head, and that's why he won't sleep in his own room. You're letting him watch shit he shouldn't be watching. And it just pisses me off because 99% of my cases back in 2012, we did like, I don't know, 100 cases, I think it was. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's a lot of cases, dude. That's a lot of people that go to their houses for having very little time.
Well, just think about it. Yeah, yeah. And just think about how all these paranormal shows have just you know, they've done nothing but just create this false reality in everybody's head where suddenly, you know, if a light flickers, suddenly they have a demon in their house and they want to get a ghost hunting team into their house, to, you know, because they think it's cool. That seems to be the cool thing to do nowadays, is to have a ghost hunting team into your house and to create this bullshit atmosphere that suddenly you have this active house that's terrorizing your family.
Yeah, and I just think, I think it's bullshit. And that's why I don't like to do investigations anymore. I don't, you know, 99.9% of them, even not, we'll say 99% of them, because statistics are bullshit too. But anyway, the people, almost every person that I deal with is full of shit. And that's why I'm still burnt out. That's why I'm going into the documentary part of things. I'm done investigating. It'll still be an investigation, but I'll be doing the filming of it, not the actual investigating.
Well, all right. So I'm going to make a statement right here that is going to blow this whole thing up. All right, people create ghosts. Stop masturbating.
It's keyboard.
But people create ghosts. That, you know, it's plumb and simple. So. You know, do spirits exist? Yes, but people create ghosts. Now, there's a difference between a ghost and a spirit. I've noticed through my research that if someone comes to you and says they've experienced a ghost, they're most likely full of shit because they have fabricated a story around creating this ghost, air quote ghost, okay? When you know you've got someone that actually saw something that they can't explain, they don't consider it a ghost because it was so real that there is no explanation for it. It was, you know, you expect there to be someone literally right next to you because something just moved or you saw somebody right there. And as soon as you turn, there is nobody there. That is a spirit. That is a true haunt. That is what happens. If somebody says they saw a ghost, they actually did not. So people need to start evaluating their own personal experiences. You know, that's the whole point of the show right here, of Debunker Boys, is to start thinking for yourself. Don't make other people think for you and classify for you, and suddenly you fall. You know, it's kind of like a hypochondriac watching the Health Channel. So, it's ridiculous.
Hypochondria. Hey, what's this, Brad Quaint filming episode 4 of The Strange Curiosity underway? We spent 6 hours the other night filming a scene that will take a minute or less when I aired. Now, that's attention to detail. Yeah, of course, that's normal for every footage, isn't it? Oh, I got 2 hours of footage and maybe 10 minutes of it I'm going to use.
When I did that promo video for this ghost tour in Galena, Illinois, I shot an hour and a half of footage and I got a 2-minute segment out of it. So, you get hours and hours of footage. And only a very small amount is actually used. You know, think about these people that create these Hollywood movies. You know, each scene, they probably did about 100 or 200 times just to get it right. Could you imagine doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again?
Yep. And I love that. That's why I'm saying I got two hours worth of footage. I'm just going to piece whatever I had together for about 10 minutes worth of a little mini pilot for an episode. And then, I don't know, not an episode. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a demo of what's to come, like a pilot, right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much exploiting the paranormal community for what it truly is.
Yep. And then if we do find something, we find something.
Yep.
Anyway, so I told you I sent you a document. We only have a couple of minutes left. I told you I sent you a document. The document was on infrasound.
Uh-huh.
So the government has weapons that use infrasound, and they can explode your body like you got hit by a frickin' shell from a battleship, or a bullet from a battleship, basically. I lost Ryan. I'm all by myself. That sucks. All right, well, you know, people, I think I'm going to end this with a nice song. We will talk to you people later, next week. Kick it.
Thank you for joining us on the Debunker Boys. I'm going to play an artist that is called Deadbeat. Really good music, great stuff. And then I'll intro in and we'll discuss just about anything we discuss on the Debunker Boys. Thanks for listening.
I won't be introing in, but enjoy, people. Later.